The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the program participants and not necessarily those of New World Radio, Global Radio, WNWR, its staff, management, owners, or licensees.
Welcome to Indie Radio AM, the show that plays indie music on 1540 AM WNWR in Philadelphia.
Zara J with Indie Radio AM. At the top of the hour, we were listening to Empire Isis from Canada, one of our hip hop artists that we'll be bringing in. And let me just introduce myself once more. I'm RJ, and I want to let you know this is Indie Radio AM. We're here to bring you some wonderful independent music from artists from all over the world. We've been searching and searching and searching for some good talent because we're not getting a lot of it from other radio stations, and we're here to bring you the best of the best. We've got music coming in from artists from the United Kingdom, from Asia. We have artists coming in from Europe. And we have, of course, our artists from the United States. Now, we are going to go back over to New Zealand and Australia and get some people from over there. We're just going to bring you everything that we find. If you have a music career that's budding and you want to get your music played on the radio station right here, Indie Radio AM, all you have to do is just give us three MP3s in radio edit format. You can also send us a short bio about yourself, some nice digital pictures. We do want to have something that looks really nice and presentable about you. Don't send us anything that looks like you're not really serious. So we do want something that's really positive and shows you as that artist that we want to promote. And when you get all that information together, just send it over to our email address. That's MZN, Indie Radio AM, at gmail.com. Or you can also visit our website at www.wmznindieradio.ning.com. And I'll spell that out for you. WMZNINDIERADIO.NING.com. That'll be a great place for you to have your profile set up. You can let us know all about you, have your music played there, and you can also see what other artists we have on there, as well as our industry professionals who will be looking all over the website just to see who's out there. And we have some promotional services we can offer you as well. So that's something that's going to be great to help you with your career if you're having sort of a stall in getting started. We have a lot of things that we can help you with to get you busy. We also have some contests and some promotions going on, so you want to stay tuned. Of course, you can reach us here every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., and we'll be playing some great music for you. You might even hear your song, so make sure you tell all your fans, and then we'll get it started. So I'm going to have a wonderful guest here today. Her name is Kyra Simone. She's from the U.K., and she sings soul R&B music. She has a new song out called Kissing You, which is part of her album, which is called The Scent. And she also has a radio station of her own. She's doing a great job at it as well. So we think that she's going to be popping into us in a few minutes. But we want to talk a little bit more about what she does. The scent, as you all know, is something that could be a very, you know, stimulating term for music, because music has a way of bringing out a lot of emotions and a lot of things that people really enjoy when they listen to music. So she's been able to capture all that in all her songs, and we're basically going to be listening to a few of those and talking with her. We have some other artists that we'll be promoting as well today, and that will be one of our Detroit artists. His name is Q Harper. He has an album out called One also, and he has some songs on it that we'll be playing, one of them being Must Be My Wife, and another song for you to put your dancing shoes on. It's called Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. And we're actually going to have him pop in with us towards the end of the month for a nice interview, and you can tell us all about what's going on with him in Detroit and what he's doing with his career. So that will be playing later on, and then we're also going to have a great guest in the studio next week. Those of you who might already know Juton, they're a New Jersey R&B group, and they're really taking the music world by storm. So we're going to have them come in as a guest host, and they're going to spend some time with us, play some of their music. And then we're going to do a great job in promoting them as well, because they're still considered independent artists. And we're going to have them answer some questions from fans and, you know, as well introduce some new music, because they're all about giving back. So we are really, really enjoying our time here to bring you all this wonderful music. And if you have any music that you'd like to submit, be sure to send that over to our email address. And also, you can give us a call at our office number. It's 302-444-2387. We look forward to having all the greatest music, especially in our local listeners, bringing us all that great stuff that they're doing out there. And we accept all genres too. So it can be some rap, you got some hip hop, you do some gospel music, Christian gospel. If you also do a little bit of country, we don't get a lot of that in, but you know, we'll take anybody. Oh, we're definitely in the hot rock bands. We've got a lot of resources to help you out with that. So we also have going on some concerts that we're planning. We have a big summer concert that we're thinking about having with a lot of local artists, which is actually going to be streamed live on pay-per-view, and that's going to really give you a lot of exposure. We're expecting about, say, 3 to 5 million people that will be checking that concert out. So be sure that you stay in touch with us on our website. Don't forget to set up a profile. The profile is actually going to give you a lot of space on there that you can put your videos, your pictures, any information about your concerts that you're doing, any other information, any like reviews, if you have any of those coming in. So we look forward to getting all that started for you.
Kindness. hesitating those precious times. It was so easy, eventually I'd be there.
Thank you for being here with us on Indie Radio AM. And that was Carrie Simone from the UK with a beautiful song called Moments. And we are going to have her in 1 second. Kyra is a R&B, soul, diva, radio host, home in the United Kingdom. And she's bringing us some wonderful soul and independent music with us today. Kyra, thank you so much for coming in with us today.
Hello.
How are you, girl?
I'm good, thank you. I'm glad to be here. I wish I could be over there, though. I want to come over real soon.
Well, we'd love to have you. We really enjoy having our guests in the studio live, and we're really happy to have you take some time of your day. About what time is it over there in the UK right now?
It's 10:15.
Is that 10 in
the... So it's like an evening.
Oh,
yeah, it's
wow.
Nighttime over here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that you got some rest, because I know we were up late last night. We were just talking and going over our interview, and things were just like going crazy. So I hope you got plenty of
sleep.
Yeah,
it's been so crazy. The time difference is crazy. I've been up all night.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Our audience wants to know what inspired you to create the type of music that you have.
Oh, wow. It's like... For me, you know, some people view music as just something that they just perhaps listen to in the car. For me, it seems just, it's like my release, it's like my healing. It's just, I can get whatever I'm feeling, thinking, out onto paper. If, you know, I feel like I need a message to be out there, I can do that. If I just want to talk about fun stuff, I can do that. If I want to talk about serious stuff, I can. And it just heals. And I absolutely adore music.
Wow. So tell me something about your background. Like, was your family into music? Did it come to you naturally? How did that work?
I think there's an element of kind of you have it naturally, and my parents have come from a musical background. So my mum, used to sing in a lovers rock reggae band, and I used to go with her to the rehearsals and all that kind of stuff. It used to actually be like in a shed at the back of the garden, but I used to all go down there and rehearse, and then they would go to hotels and stuff and perform. And my dad, he was a keyboard player. My mum said he wooed her with his voice because he was a bit of a ladies' man, you see. And it's been in the blood. But, you know, my dad said I was singing before I could string words together. So I suppose, you know, it is in the family, but there's some natural element to it as well.
Okay. So how was the audience for you in the UK? How did they accept you?
I have been so blessed. When I've gone out and I've performed, people have been so receptive. You know, they've just said I'm enduring, I'm classy, they're attentive, they listen. And, you know, sometimes London, because I'm from London, and I've heard, you know, I've seen audiences kind of just turn on people. And I have just been so blessed that people have given me the opportunity to come and just share. And that's what I do when I go on stage. I like to share my experience with the song or what I'm going through at this particular moment in time. So I've had a great response. It's been fantastic.
That's great. So have you been performing a lot over there?
I have been performing. I wouldn't say I've gone up and down the country doing loads and loads and loads of gigs, apart from when I was touring doing a theatre show. But with me, my music, I've done shows in various establishments, and every time I do it, there's just something different there. It's like, you know, you can rehearse and rehearse and rehearse, but it's nothing like actually going out on stage live. And you just have to get out there and do it. And even when you're nervous, and you just seem to just get more better. I seem to feel a lot more natural on stage. And I'm still growing.
Wow. So give me an idea of how you came up with the first song we played, Moments. What was your inspiration for that song?
For me, I have, I'm a true believer in time is so, so precious. Once time passes, you can't get it back. You know, so if you're waiting for something, you know, understand the value of what you're waiting for. If you know that you want something, understand the value that time is precious and that you shouldn't wait and you should just go for what it is. So basically, that's what this song is about. You know, don't play games with life, you know, go for what it is that you want. If you have to wait, understand its worth and appreciate every moment you have, because some people don't have the time, the opportunities and the gifts that you do. Even though they may not look good at the time, there's somebody out there that's worse than you. So just understanding, you know, take time to reflect on small moments.
Wow. Now all the songs that are on your album, have you written out every last one of those songs?
Every single one.
Wow.
Every single one comes from me. You know, as an independent artist, you want to just get your stuff done. And sometimes, you know, if you have someone else writing for you or waiting on somebody else, if they're too busy doing their projects or, you know, they're you just can't get together, it doesn't work sometimes. So I just wanted to get myself out. You know, I wanted to be an introduction to me. And, yeah, I wrote all the songs. Maybe one day someone will write a song for me. But right now I actually enjoy writing my own songs because it becomes so very, very personal.
Wow. Now, do you have your hands in the actual music production as well? Are you actually composing all your music and producing it yourself?
I do have a hand in it. I'm working with great producers that come up with the basic guideline, the basic beat or the production of the composed piece. And then if I really like it, normally I would say, can you do this? Can you do that? And then in the mix, can you do this? Can you do that? But sometimes I will just get the music and that will be it. I will just write and I'd put my input on it, and then maybe they would come and do a bit more around my voice, so to speak. But I am involved in that side of it, and I want to be involved more. Like in my new album, I'm involved a lot more in the production side, as in what I like to hear, what instruments I like to hear, where I like to hear it. But again, I'm working with some great, great producers as well. You know, so now that I've teamed up with Soraya, oh, wow, Escondia, it's absolutely amazing. She's just kind of, she believes in everything that I'm doing, and it's absolutely amazing. So I just want to big her up as well.
Wow, that's wonderful. And I have met Soraya. She is a great girl. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be back with Kyra Simone. She's going to tell us some more about her music and her upcoming book, and we're going to hear some more of her music.
Okay, thank you.
WNWR, Philadelphia.
If you'd like to call in and add to the program you're listening to now, feel free to call 610-667-9697 or toll free at 1-877-667-9697.
DJs, get the hottest music first. Direct to your email at vertico.com. Be a part of the movement taking over the internet. Vertico.com. It's a simple four-step process. Receive, listen, download, and press play. That's it. Log on now to Vertico.com. DJs, if you missed a track, we got you covered with the monthly and annual Backspin Edition, featuring a recap of the blazing hot new tracks, artists, and labels. We will keep your track in a Vertico library for 18 months while you receive direct feedback and a total download tracker. Vertico is exclusively for industry professionals and accessible only with a special V-code. Log on now, Vertico.com. Global e-distribution of music, models, and arts entertainment.
Hello, hello, and welcome one and all. This is Kyra Simone, all the way from London, UK. I'd like to let you know that you're actually listening to Miss Indie Radio. And I am so happy that I will be back here on the 20th of March to be interviewed about my book one and also my album, The Scent. So don't you dare miss out, because on the 20th of March at 6 p.m. EST time, I will be talking about the poems from my book. Are you ready to be empowered? Are you ready to open your mind? Are you ready to be one with me, Kyra Simone? 20th of March, Miss Indie Radio. Yes, that's the 20th of March, 6 p.m. EST time and 11 p.m. GMT, London. My healing. I just love me and you. I want you to be here. So don't forget, it's me, Kyra Simone, Miss Indie Radio, and it's 20th of March, 6 p.m. EST time, 11 p.m. GMT, London, UK time. Miss Kyra Simone, I hope you can come join me.
New World Radio. AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is RJ with Indie Radio AM here at WNWR 1540 in Philadelphia. And we're back with Kyra Simone from the UK, our resident soul diva for the day. Thank you.
Hello, Rinda.
You have such an intimate and sweet voice. I'm sure that you Thank are you. Just mesmerizing your audience when you're performing.
I hope so. I hope they're able to join me when I'm on stage, because it's nothing like being on stage and being alone. I'm feeling alone, so.
Now, we actually work with a lot of independent artists, and we've heard so many different stories, you know, horror stories and testimonies, all types of things. Have you had a lot of challenges in your career?
Oh, my goodness. Have I indeed? I don't really talk about them as much. I like to focus on the great things that are happening, because with everything that I have been through, and I'm sure many people go through so many different things, my focus is on the positive. So even if I go through, for example, if I've worked with somebody that basically ripped me off, which it happened, I focus on the fact that I found out about it and was able to get out and do something great and not be sucked in by something like that. So I do have some horror stories indeed.
Well, we hope that they have ended by now. I know it's always a challenge until you just reach that plateau that you're trying to achieve. Do you have management over there with you?
I have. I've got UKSoul.org. We're working together, actually. It's like a friendship partnership. So, yes, in title, it's management, but in reality, he's such a great friend, and he just helps me the best way that he knows how. And I became the face of UKSoul.org last year, which was an amazing thing as well. So I'm pretty much here with my people and my friends, just doing it myself.
Wow. Now you have your own radio show in the UK.
I do.
UKSoul. Can you tell us how you got that started?
Sure. I just woke up one day and I was like, I want to do radio. I think this is a great thing. I like to talk. So, and then, it just came by faith. God's made a way. And I basically started talking to somebody who invited me down to their radio station for an interview. And once I got there, I was just like, I would love to do this. And then they go, oh, well, we're training at the moment, so you can come down, we'll show you how to use the buttons. And I was like, well, if I can get to use the buttons, does that mean I can get my own radio show? And I said, well, okay, we'll see. And then basically, I just pushed and pushed, and they said, we'd love to have you. And basically, it's the UKSoul.org radio show, and it's based on music from the UK, but we have a section for the international appreciation, what we call as well. And it's a fantastic show, and get to debate, we get to have a laugh. I have a great co-host called Nonski, and we just basically promote UK music as well as international, but mainly UK.
Okay, so now when you say an international, would you be willing to promote some of the music from the United States as well?
From anywhere in the world, if I'm feeling it, I'll play it. If I'm not feeling it, I'm not playing it. So it's just like, for me, I feel that some of the songs I play don't get played on mainstream radio. I've been blessed and have been played, and I just like to big up G Child and Ronnie Harrell, who have been playing me on mainstream radio, BBC. But a lot of the artists, sometimes they don't get that radio play, and I just wanted to basically create a platform for that so that they can be played alongside people that do get mainstream radio. So it's not like I play only underground or I play only mainstream. I will just mix great songs together. Songs that that I can see that people have worked on, they put the time in to get it produced, mixed, mastered, recorded and edited to a professional standard. And why not? Why shouldn't they be played alongside people that are signed to majors or played on mainstream radio?
That's right. And we're going to introduce another one of your songs right now. And we're going to give our audience a great pleasure to hear you again.
Thank you.
I'm missing you, my baby, yeah. I'm missing you.
And jazz on 1540 AM WNWR.
What are you searching for? Are you searching for soul? Look above the clouds. Look beyond your mind, beyond your soul. Search for that place that soul can pace. Feed on the food of soul. Renew your mind, your spirit. Search for that soul. Find your soul. Fly with the soul for sounds of charisma. Charisma movement. Movement made by the one that lives within her spirit. Spirit finding. Spirit soul searching. Find the peace of soul music. Soul searching, baby, yeah. Search for that soul. Search for that soul. Yeah.
Well, Kyra, that was some amazing music, and I really felt all that all the way through my body. I'm sure everybody else that was listening to it did the same. So, do you come up with your music in a way where you're just by yourself and you're just going by, you know, circumstances and surroundings going on at the time?
Yeah, it is. It's me. I've got this little comfort thing, this comfort zone where I like to shut everything out, shut everybody away. You know, and I just want to just have the freedom to just express myself and allow myself to go on a journey. You know, I think it probably is great, and I know in my second album, in songs that I'm doing, I'm having to work alongside producers, but it's actually great being able to sit in your space and allow yourself to just grow without someone peering over your shoulder and going, oh no, I don't think that's right, I think you should do it like this, I don't think you should do it like that. You're allowed to just express yourself artistically, and you get the real deal. You get me, as opposed to different variations of me. But yes, I know that it's great to work with other people. So that's what I'm going to be doing this time around as well. I'm going to have people around me that hopefully will bring something out of myself that when you're in your own comfort zone, you don't necessarily do.
Wow. Now, what are your plans as far as taking your music beyond, you know, your local arena? What do you plan on doing from this point? Because I know that after this show, you're probably going to blow up.
I want to go to where you at. I want to come over there. Oh, wow. I'm really excited because, I just see so much appreciation, you know. And I think you can get to really appreciate it when you've kind of been working so hard. And, you know, I come from nothing, you know. I have a little boy. So, you know, I'm a single parent. And I have great support around me, but I had to basically get my own. I had to get out there, I had to get organized, I had to sort things out. And going through this journey, just growing, is absolutely fantastic. And being able to just now, opportunities are coming for me so that I'm able to come over there. And I'm just like, I'm going to just be there. I'm going to jump on the ride, and I'm coming over to America, hopefully. I want to go to Japan as well. So, you know, it's not just about UK, even though I love the UK and UK is my home, you know, through and through, and that will never ever change. But it would be great to be able to go to the States or to go to Japan or to go to other places, because people all over the world appreciate music and I just want to reach all of them.
Wow. Now, in addition to singing, you are also a writer. So tell us a little bit about your book. I did get a chance to read it and it was beautiful, but tell the audience about it.
Thank you. Oh, this book, I was on, I was touring and I was doing something called A Magic of Motown. It's a musical theatre company and I didn't get any chance to record, and that's my outlet. That's how I deal with things. You know, sometimes people have, you know, they do flowers, they do pottery, or they might do music, or they might do paintings or whatever it is that they do. They just create artistically. And I wasn't able to create artistically through song. So I decided I was going to start writing. And immediately I was like, this is like, I think, poetry. I'm going to write a book. And that's what I did. And in that moment, in that time that I wrote the book, and it was a very, very short space of time, about a month, I came up with the title called One. And it was, I was going through an understanding. And I am still, you know, going through that journey, but it's about being one with your, not just a partner, because I know the Bible, they talk about one with your partner and your one and all that kind of stuff, but I was talking about one with your child, one spiritually with people or a person, being one with your passions and things that you want to do in life, and literally becoming one with it. So it's absolutely you. And then I went from that to understanding that we are already one with everything that we desire. So it's not even about, oh, is this for me? It's, do I want it? And if I do, then it is mine, because I'm already one with it. And I basically went through my journey, which is the first chapter. Then I went through my realization, and understanding that everything is mine. Then the prospects, because we can decide what it is that we want. And then I spoke about what it was actually like to be one with something. And then I've got another section called After Dark, and that's my sexual experiences of becoming one with another person and spiritually.
Well, we'll be looking forward to getting that. Do you want to give us your web address and any contact information?
Sure. Cool. Everything can be found on KyraSimoneOfficial.com, KyraSimoneOfficial.com. Put me into Google, Kyra Simone, you'll see it. Even if you just put Kyra into Google, second one down, you'll see that I'm there. Also, just, you know, if ladies are interested, I've interviewed some great guys throughout, you know, who are business entrepreneurs, fathers, musicians. Some are known in the public arena, some are not quite so known, and I quiz them about what it is they look for in the ideal relationships, in friendships, in friends with benefits, in the wife, and what they see as an enemy. And it's just really interesting to see into the minds of these great men and to understand where they are in life at that particular moment in time, because it can change. And they love doing the interview. And I've got a couple spare at the back as well, so you can do it with a friend or you can do it with your partner as well. So that's a bonus in the book.
Wow, that's an interesting concept. And I think our audience will appreciate that. So hopefully everyone got that information. And of course, you can also get that again on our website at www.wmznndradio.ning.com. And we're going to have some more music coming up. But I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with us, Kyra Simone. And we look forward getting access to your information. And we're going to go to a commercial. And Kyra, we will be talking with you a little bit later on. I'll actually call you and then we'll talk about doing some more shows together. Kyra might be coming in as a regular host with us. So thank you so much for coming in, Kyra.
No problem, Ravenda. Thank you.
If you'd like to call in and add to the program you're listening to now, feel free to call 610-667-9697 or toll free at 1-877-667-9697.
DJs, get the hottest music first. Direct to your email at vertico.com. Be a part of the movement taking over the internet. Vertico.com. It's a simple four-step process. Receive, listen, download, and press play. That's it. Log on now to Vertico.com. DJs, if you missed a track, we got you covered with the monthly and annual Backspin Edition, featuring a recap of the blazing hot new tracks, artists, and labels. We will keep your track in a Vertico library for 18 months while you receive direct feedback and a total download tracker. Vertico is exclusively for industry professionals and accessible only with a special V-code. Log on now, Vertico.com. Global e-distribution of music, models, and art entertainment.
Hi, this is Kai Simon from London, UK, and you're tuned into Miss Indie Radio.
Stay tuned to New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
And throughout the world at WNWR.com.
Thank you so much for coming back with us here at Indie Radio AM. And that was Kyra Simone, that we have as a very special guest calling us at 10 o'clock in the evening in the UK. And hopefully she'll get some more rest and we'll have her back on a regular. She will be coming in on a weekly basis for a few minutes just to give us some beautiful music that she's playing over there in the United Kingdom. And just want to let everyone know that you too can have your music played in the United Kingdom. If you are an independent artist that has some R&B or some soul music or some jazz, and she may even be able to help you with some hip-hop music, she'd be happy to play that for you over there in the United Kingdom. And she has a large listenership over there from the Trinidad and Netherlands. So it's a great way to get your music exposed. As you might know, you probably get a lot more exposure overseas than you would over here. It's a lot easier. However, you do have to work on getting yourself over there. We do have a wonderful contest that's going to be starting. Actually, it's ongoing, but it's starting here with us. It's called iTuneUIn, and it's basically independent artists who are going to be chosen based on talent to participate in a talent competition called Road to Stars. It's a reality show that's going to be featured on the local networks and maybe the national networks. I'm not sure yet, but we're going to get more information for you. We're going to actually have people auditioning right here on the show and on our website. So what you want to do is send your information, like your songs, your information about yourself, your bio, and a song or a video to iTuneUIn.com. It's www.iTuneUIn.com. And then you'll be able to set up a profile. I believe it's free, but you can go and check it out and see if they're asking you for anything. And then once you do that, they'll get in touch with you and tell you exactly what to do next. And that'll be something that you can, look forward to getting yourself discovered. We have some more music coming along. We have Mr. Q Harper coming in to bring us in some beautiful soul music from Detroit. He will be a guest on the show in a couple of weeks, and we're going to start with one of his songs right now.
Love of my life, but if you really want those things, baby,
With RJ playing R&B, rock, hip hop, world music, and jazz on 1540 AM WNWR.
Me, lucky you. Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you so much for listening to Indie Radio AM. And we just want to give you some more information just to make sure that you're tuning with us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. If you are not a local listener, you can always stream from our website at www.wmznindieradio.ning.com. Just click on the radio on button and it will bring you into our show at 6 p.m. Eastern. Otherwise, you can listen to us here live on WNWR 1540 in Philadelphia, and we'll be able to give you some wonderful music every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. We look forward to having you back again next week with our special guest, Jatan, who is going to give us some wonderful music from them as well and tell us about what they're doing. So thank you so much for tuning in to Indie Radio AM, and we'll see you next week at 6 o'clock. You've been listening to Indie Radio AM, the place to hear your indie music on 1540 AM WNWR in Philadelphia.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the program participants and not necessarily those of New World Radio, Global Radio, WNWR, its staff, management, owners, or licensees.